When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, we can't hype up enough the holiday show, which is Friday.
It's going to be fun, man.
At Sports Bar at MGM. It's the first time we've done the holiday show out somewhere in a long time anyway. I can't remember if we ever did one out.
We've done them downstairs before.
Yeah. Outside of the studio.
I don't know that we've ever done one at another venue.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
But we need people to come out. I mean, it's open to the public. You can come out and hang out, and you can have cocktails, and you can gamble, and you can watch the show.
Don't forget, you can bring your gift for the Junks.
You can definitely
do
that.
What would you do for the Junks?
As long as it's not booze. You can't bring booze for the
Junks. Don't bring booze. Right.
That's cool.
Oh, and I had people in my DMs yesterday. People are excited, by the way. I think it's going to be awesome on Friday, so make sure you come out. People were wanting to bring us their junk.
What do you mean? Like garbage?
Like their garbage memorabilia or
like, you know, what? Like what?
Like I had one, like some open Nats bobblehead.
No, we don't need a Nats bobblehead.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need any of that stuff.
I'll find the other one here.
What we need are like drivers.
Oh, is
putters.
Grab is a good example, something to bring to the show. I have a box of Nubs golf balls that have been laying around forever. Would you guys want those?
Not Nubbers.
Not Nubbers.
I'm overriding Valdez. No, we're not taking Nubs used golf balls or something somebody gave
no,
you.
No, but if it's like an old box of Pro Vs that he hasn't opened up yet, we'll take that.
Okay, if they're Pro Vs.
All right, but they wouldn't consider Nubs. I mean, if they're...
Well, you know, maybe they're not golfers.
Yeah. Well...
What else? Like
whatever they bring, we'll look at it. If we like it, we'll keep it.
You know, a gift card. You get
we'll donate it,
like a little $5 Starbucks gift card.
Yeah,
I know you're trying to shoot for the moon.
I'm shooting for bigger. I'm shooting for I don't know, the Palm gift card. Yeah, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, not $5.
It's free entertainment. It's like going on 30 years of free entertainment.
This is your way to thank the Junks
all
year long for their hard, dedicated work for entertaining
you.
You
should see me walk up the stairs here at 5 in the morning. I got barely any energy to get up the steps. My alarm goes off at 4:20. It's painful. But we do it for you. Now is your chance to give back.
And look, it's
Show your appreciation.
It's the Friday before Christmas. I mean, most people are taking the entire week off next week. And, you know, just take Friday off and just come down, hang out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Yeah, I would think.
I mean, I think a lot of people are taking off.
I think we'll have a good time. And, I had buddies already trying to get me to, play golf tomorrow and do some things. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. And then I remember, wait, I can't do that. You know, after the show, I'm
going to
pretty much be in game mode. Well, I might have to do a couple of errands first, but then I'm going to go over. Yeah, and then we'll be at the game. We got to figure out our meeting time again at Cap One. No, we're just going to meet you guys at Cap One because you guys are going to do your pregame or whatever at RPM.
Well, you're both welcome both to come to RPM.
We might. What time are you guys going to be there?
Like 4:45.
Wow.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to head on over around 6:30.
Now, is an RPM is walkable to the Cap? It's right
but
there?
Close. It's like a block and a half.
Mm. It's always been called RPM, or was it called something else?
Always RPM.
Hmm. RPM. So you'll be over there at 4:30.
Yeah.
What time are you going to go over to MGM?
I don't know.
You got a couple things. I got a couple errands
I got to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going home.
Oh, okay. All right. I am going home. Because
you always go home. Even when you're flying out after the show, you always go home and pack or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because I got to get organized. I got to get my head in the game.
But just pack the day before.
I'm just not good at that.
All right.
I'm just not good at that. I like to go home, take a shower. Pack up my stuff, get organized, and then get on the road.
All right.
And then I got to see, you know, how long it's going to take me to get to MGM. So how are we getting from MGM to, are we just going to Uber over there?
Yeah, we'll Uber over there. I don't know what else to do. I'm not getting on the Metro.
No.
Uber.
Yeah.
All right. And the game starts, the Wiz Hornets game starts, I'm guessing, starts at 7.
Tips at 7.
Yeah, but I think we should be there by 6.
6:15.
And just say, you know what, I think for the Wiz, it's not the Caesars Lounge, it's like that. They have that lounge there on the court level.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they call it.
Okay.
Etihad or whatever.
Right. All right, Matt, remind me of Friday's outline. Who's going to come out there? Who are we expecting? What kind of things
are we
doing?
The Junkies will be there. Come see the Junkies.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought we were maybe Smooty.
No, Sean Springs is coming.
No Smoot? You can't bring Smoot?
No, Smoot agreed a week ago, and then I checked back in yesterday.
And he backed out?
No, I haven't heard back. So he's always dicey. You never know. He could show up.
Right. You never know him. All Who right. else? Yeah. That's it? Pretty much?
The Junkies. And alcohol. And fun. And reindeer games.
Any surprises?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
All right.
Just asking.
Drabby's on edge. He's always on edge.
No, I just...
He's always on edge.
I'm not on edge.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Don't want it to be, all right, we're here. What do you got for us?
Entertainment. Just asking.
You're the entertainment. Yeah, this is... Just remember that.
Well, everyone knows that, but, you know, you add a few pieces here and there, and it makes it even better to come out and
typically, it's
watch
a
us.
Show that you guys push because you really like it, but it's a pain in your ass, right? No, it's a combo.
We got the roulette wheel. We got the prize. What would you do for the Junks? We got Kevin Davis.
Love what would you do for the Junks. God, I love that bit.
All right, so it's the holiday show tomorrow, Friday at MGM at the Sportsbook. Come on out. Take off work. Just come out.
Yeah, hang.
We'll be hanging out.
I'm sure we'll have some D-gens out there.
Yeah. And the night before, I don't know, Bickle and I might just go see a little bit of the Black Crows.
That's true. We should at least sneak in. I mean, you know, have one of the MGM guys get us in there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what time they go on. Maybe 8, 8:30.
Might be later.
So we stay at the Wiz game for about a half, and then we head back over there.
Well, we'll see.
I'll play a few hands of blackjack.
Have you done the Hennessy Loft yet?
I've never been there.
Dude, it's cool. You're going to like it. There's no reason to rush out of there. I mean, I was telling a buddy yesterday who had friends that had done it, and they said it's so bizarre because you're at an NBA game and people around you are like eating hot dogs and stuff, and you're eating like
filet.
Like you're at the Palm. Yeah.
Right.
It's like it's crazy.
Well, I'm not going to rush out of there, but anytime I'm in a casino, I'm just I'm addicted to the blackjack table.
So you are going to get after it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah, okay.
I can't be in a casino and not gamble. I mean, I have to.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a casino and not gambled.
I've done it a million times.
I know, you just don't care.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
But I'm just going to, I don't want to rush out of the Hennessy Loft, but I want to go back.
What are you going to do, Valdez? Are you going to actually even step foot in the MGM?
Yeah.
Well, you are? Okay, so are you gonna gamble? Are you going to play a little, what's your game, craps?
I like playing craps.
I know you actually like to play poker, but you're not going to do it on a day like that.
I might put some bets in at the sports book. It is Thursday night football.
Oh, okay.
So maybe go sweat something.
Broncos Chargers.
Maybe go sweat something at the sports book.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna feel it when I get back.
Right. All right.
I know when I'm there, like before we leave to go to RPM and the game and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably put some stuff in. And then that way I'll be able to come back. And if I just want to go chill and sweat it, I can go do that. But I want to go to a table. I can go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go play some craps with Mar.
Oh, Mike Mar is going to be there.
Mar, what's your poison? What do you like to do when you go?
He's a blackjack guy.
Yeah, blackjack guy? Craps. I'm debating. I might pack tonight and then just go straight from the hotel or from here to the hotel tomorrow, get the early check-in, and then kind of just hang around there for a couple hours.
That's what I like to do, but I got a couple errands I got to do. But yeah, that's what I like to do typically.
Mm. All right, so the holiday show is on Friday. Hey, real quick before we go to break, we kind of talked about it. The Falcons have moved on from Kirk Cousins. Michael Penix will be their starting quarterback this week against the Giants. The Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 Monday night to snap a four-game losing streak, but Cousins was 11-for-17, 112 yards. Had a touchdown, but also another pick. He's got 9 picks and 1 touchdown pass in his last 5 games.
That's so bizarre.
And the Falcons didn't run a first down passing play the entire first half on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that's happened in his 13-year career. Think about that. Didn't throw a ball on first down the entire first half. All they did was run. They got no confidence in the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're moving on to Michael Penix, which is interesting because who do the Falcons play in a week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders. And if the Falcons beat the Giants to move to 8-7 and Washington loses to the Eagles to fall to 9-7, it's going to be a huge game.
It's
been flexed.
I like Penix, and I think he's going to be a solid player. I think he's got a great shot at being a solid player. I still think I'd rather face him than even a struggling Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know Cousins, what he's capable of at the pro level, say if he's having a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could really hurt you. So, I don't know.
You just don't know what to expect.
But you don't know what to expect. Ben Penix could light us up and kill us.
Yep.
Certainly possible. But I think I'd rather face a guy in his second NFL start than a guy like Kirk, even though, you know, maybe he has...
On the road, too. I mean, Penix will be on the road in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, the weather on Sunday, it's going to be very cold here in Washington for the Eagles-Commanders game.
What are they saying?
Their temps are going to be in the low 30s. Highs, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to be raining or snowing, but it's going to be cold.
Dude, yesterday was spectacular. It was a spectacular day.
It started out a little bit dicey because it was still kind of spitting a little bit, and it was chillier, but then it got into the mid-60s.
Yeah, it was really nice. We've been just, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Here we are in late December, and it was like mid-60s and awesome.
Yeah, I know. You took advantage of it. You played golf. I went out and shopped in Leesburg and spent way too much money.
Did you? Did you get all your gifts? Are you straight?
I think I got everything, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm an impulse shopper. I go into a store, and it's not like I go store to store to store and get the cheapest thing. If I see something, I just buy it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I don't like to.
You don't want to go back.
I don't like to walk down the street to go to 12 stores.
Yeah.
I just want to get it done. All right, 800-636-1067. When we come back, it's Game Show Wednesday. Stay with us. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.